part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
That would be us. He's Stevie B.
Yeah, baby.
I'm KMC.
Yeah, baby.
And we're glad you're with us. We were off. Well, we weren't off. We took the night last week to focus on that one time a year when we do this. But we helped a lot of kids. I don't have the final number yet, but we fed a lot of orphans last week as our observance of Christmas. And then the week before that, you were gone. Actually, we were all gone. We were snowed out. Couldn't even get to the studio. It was just a mess. So we've been away for a couple of weeks. We're back. We haven't had a chance to address the Phil Robertson non-issue, which is how I write about it in my incredibly popular op-ed that will be on townhall.com starting at midnight tonight, airing all day tomorrow on their website.
Yeah.
But aside from that, we thought, well, does it make sense that A&E just up and decided they were just going to cave like they did, which is what they did. So they did.
What do you mean cave?
They caved. They're just a normal media outlet, right?
Right.
So they don't really want controversy on any end.
Of course.
They just want to exploit
things are too
their
delicate
audience
over there
for the best financial return possible. And that's right. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's,
so along comes this anomaly.
And they have this show called Duck Dynasty. They knew when they pitched the show that these guys were Bible-thumping, Jesus-loving freaks from Louisiana that like to shoot things and eat things and kill things.
But they even call themselves, we're a bunch of rednecks from Louisiana. They say that about themselves.
Well, redneck isn't equated with Bible believer. But in this particular case, they knew these guys were fundamental. They knew Phil Robertson's an ordained minister that runs around preaching Jesus is the only way to audiences all over the place.
Sure.
So they knew all this. And they've made a big bunch of money off of all of this.
Oh, yeah.
And then he gets interviewed by GQ, which you could say, why did they make him do an interview with GQ to begin with? Because that's kind of like walking into, you know, it's for somebody like Phil, you're going to get provocative statements.
Right, of course.
Because he's not going to change
the
who he is.
The odds are that there will be some liberal questions.
He's John Wayne. He's going to say what he thinks.
Right.
And that's just going to be the end of it.
Right.
Except for A&E. Then they got all hot and bothered. They got worried because GLAAD was like, hey, we're going to take you down if you don't do this and do that. And
our number is 888-34...
That's okay. So today they made the announcement, or late last night, they made the announcement. They've capitulated. They are going to reinstate Phil from the hiatus that never occurred, and they're going to start shooting new episodes. The family had said, we don't have to shoot this show anymore. We can just go back to our lives as, you know, backwoods, Bible-thumping rednecks. We're fine with that.
Right.
And so what does it mean that A&E did this? Stephen kind of thinks that it demonstrates a growing new understanding on A&E's part, that they had to stand by the guy.
I never said anything like that.
You said that
I never used those words.
Said they were, he was standing with him. You said they were standing with
that
Phil.
I was very, very excited and surprised that a corporation as big as A&E, or a company, or a channel for a corporation as big as them,
right,
with this big of a property and an entity like Duck Dynasty,
right,
which is making them billions of dollars.
The most watched cable primetime television show in history.
Correct. And I didn't touch on the ancillaries. Walmart, the T-shirts, the clothes. It's the number one selling brand in the history of Walmart, Duck Dynasty.
I didn't know that part.
Fact.
Crazy.
Yeah. So the money's crazy. And the licensing, by the way, a lot of people don't know this. This is just a little FYI. It would have been possible for the Robertsons to say that we reserve the right for our images relevant to Duck Commander, which was an existing company before all this.
Correct.
We could have Duck Commander T-shirts with our faces. They did an overall deal with A&E where they said, now our name our personal names, our likenesses, everything are the property of A&E. And A&E, in a deal with Walmart, I just found this out because I tried to do a Duck Dynasty t-shirt a couple months ago. I got into a conversation and did some research. And all rights, images, name, everything is owned by A&E. So that means that A&E is profiting off of the t-shirts at Walmart, et cetera, et cetera.
Sure,
that doesn't always happen. That doesn't always happen.
But they, it's the biggest thing they've ever seen.
So in my mind, the decision to reinstate him is seemingly obvious in that it is in regard to money, but I believe that A&E is a channel taking the position that is, even though we don't agree, we are going to reinstate him because we feel he has the right to say what he believes. That is shocking and awesome to me.
All right, so that's Stephen's view, and mine is if they had really believed that, they would have never suspended him to begin with.
Right. That's interesting.
So, let's talk. Hey, Alex back. Line four. Mr. Baldwin, welcome back.
How long do we have this time, Bob?
Longer than 3 minutes, that's for sure.
Okay. I think, listening to what you're saying, I think it's important to keep in mind that two things. One, he stays on the air, and A&E allows him to stay on the air, because there's not an issue with advertisers. There are plenty of advertisers that A&E can round up who will support the show.
Sure.
Who will support the kind of, you know, when you lose your advertisers, that's when there's trouble.
Right. Walmart had come out and kind of said they were standing
fired.
With it.
Yeah, the actor gets fired, the person gets fired when the advertisers bolt.
Right.
And in the case of A&E, there's all these people there who are saying, you know, we don't have a problem with that. So we're down as advertisers.
Sure.
And the second thing is that in television in general today, there's a concern about, you know, if we fire everybody, you've got armies of people running around now with video cameras and recording devices, and you've got, it's a TMZ world. Everyone's
right.
Trying to catch somebody doing something bad.
Exactly.
Everyone wants to catch you.
Alec, you of all people, how are you an expert on knowing that? I'm just kidding, brother. I'm just kidding.
Well, no, but I'm saying that in this world of that kind of stuff, if we fired everybody, if everybody that committed some indiscretion was fired, you'd have to fire half the Screen Actors Guild. You know, they wouldn't have a job.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have trouble casting these shows. And so they've got to find a way to make it work. I mean, there are people who've done terrible things, and they try to, if the person's of value to the show, I'm not going to name names because I don't want to churn up somebody else's past. But I can think of in my lifetime at least a dozen off the top of my head of people who had these indiscretions, these reversals, these scandals and so forth. And they all kind of set back and they go, well, let's see what happens. And they wait 24, 48, 72 hours. And if they can get through it, they get through it. Because the person and the show intact is worth a lot of money to them.
Sure.
Hey, brother.
And then, yeah.
Go ahead. No, just a quick question. I mean, is it blatantly obvious in your perception that the reason they're reinstating him, it's just about the money?
I think that their fans, you know, listen, there's only a certain percentage of people in America who are going to watch that show. It's not a big number. I mean, it's not a huge number. It's a good number, you know what I mean? And of the potential audience. And then if whoever they had, well, that show might have been up their alley. Whoever was out there that wasn't watching, well, they got them now. They're in now.
Interesting.
So this has been a good PR.
Do you think that's how they were thinking?
I don't think it was how they were thinking. I think it just happened, which is that all of a sudden there's a kind of there's a kind of a political class, it's a kind of a political strike in this society who they sit there and they say, he's my kind of guy.
Yeah.
And I like the way they stood by him. And all of a sudden, and they're like, well, you know, I've heard about that show and I've never really watched it, but I'm going to watch it now.
Right.
And they all come flocking now. So I think it's been a PR boom for them.
Yeah.
Well, and it's interesting that you bring that up, Alec, because there's a lot of people that said this was an entire stunt from the beginning, and that wasn't my read on it. It really did look like to me A&E panicked because the story was out for about 48 hours, you know, and it was on the front page of Drudge and front page of most of the news sites, NBC, Fox, etc. And then all of a sudden, you know, like 2 days into it, they're like, oh. And once GLAAD had called, you know, A&E and said, we're going to make some trouble here, that's when they made the decision. So I thought that they panicked, and I thought it was unnecessary. I thought you just measure it a little bit better. 12 million weekly viewers against, you know, whatever GLAAD can summon up, that's a no-brainer. And no one
I think, as I said, this idea that someone says something that's meant to be offensive or to attack someone or to be hurtful could even be characterized as hate speech, that's one thing. To give your opinion or to express your disapproval of something, that's very, very different. You know, in my own case, being on MSNBC, as I was saying before we got cut off before, MSNBC is a place that, I mean, you know, what they have a very narrow menu.
Hey, it's Kevin McCullough talking about my new guilty pleasure. It's Grand Vecino Coffee. I don't know if you love coffee as much as I am starting to, but man, this is good stuff. Grown in the luscious mountain regions of the world, it's premium artisan coffee, and they package the beans in the bag while they're still warm from being roasted. Unlocks great rich aromas and smooth taste. It's wonderful. But here's the best part of all. Grand Vecino, the name of this coffee, means great neighbor. And the Great Neighbor program that Grand Vecino is running is an incredible thing. See, their logo, their slogan is a much better coffee helps build a much better world. And 5% of every bag sold is going to help charities, some right down the street or some on the other side of the globe. When you become part of the Great Neighbor program, you get your coffee shipped to your front door, but you also get to pick where those 5% go so that you can help change the world with them. Go to amuchbettercoffee.com, muchbettercoffee.com, muchbettercoffee.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, it's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. We're glad you're with us. Man, what a weird conversation. Awesome, good, whatever. We've had two Baldwins on this show for much of the last half hour. Now pick up the mic. You're on air. You gotta
fix my hat.
Yeah.
Gotta fix my Duck Dynasty hat.
We're still primarily a radio show.
Bill Robertson for president, people.
Yeah, no, I'm not thinking that's gonna work.
Yeah. Bill Robertson for president.
No.
That's what I say.
I want him to be president.
I want him to be president.
If he abandons his
I want him to be president. What about what I want, Kevin?
Okay.
Okay.
You've expressed that.
I want him to be president.
Can I express what I want now?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't get my First Amendment rights.
No, go ahead.
No, the reason is I like him having the cultural influence that he has right now.
Oh, sure.
He said almost nothing over the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Which is fascinating.
And yet more people know what he believes.
You know what, dude?
What he stands for.
Crazy like a fox.
And a whole bunch of others. Actually, let me read you something
Bill
that he
Robertson,
did.
Bill Robertson, crazy like a fox, brother.
Let me read you something he did say, because he was
All
asked about
the
it
way
when,
to
he,
the bank.
When he went to church this last week. He was asked about it, and in his own little time at Bible study class that he was teaching, here is what Phil Robertson said. He says, I've been immoral, drunk, and high. I ran with the wicked people for 28 years, and I've run with Jesus people since, and the contrast is astounding.
Mm-hmm.
There was a reporter in the Bible study class that was recording all this.
Mm-hmm.
And they printed it as like another gotcha piece, but instead it just sent his positives through the roof again.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I tell people, you're a sinner. We all are. Do you want to hear my story before I give you the bottom line on your story?
Mm-hmm.
Can't you just hear, like, yeah. what, like, talk about
Yoda. But he's real.
Yoda.
He's real.
He says, we murder each other, we steal from one another, sex and immorality goes ballistic, all the diseases that just so happen to follow sexual mischief. Boy, there are some microbes running around out there now. He said, sexual sins are numerous and many. I've had a few myself. So what is your safest course of action? If you're a man, find yourself a woman. Marry her and keep your sex right there.
Mm-hmm.
Common sense.
Pretty simple.
You can have fun, but one thing is for sure, as long as you are both healthy in the first place, you're not going to have some debilitating illness. There is safety there. He says, common sense is we are not going to procreate the human race unless we have a man and a woman. From the beginning, Jesus said, it's a man and a woman. Adam was made and Eve was made for this reason, to become one flesh. He says, but we looked at it and said, it's an outdated stereotype. When you look back at the human race, the sins have always been the same. We get high, we get drunk, we get laid, we steal and kill. He says, has this changed at all from the time God burned up whole cities because of their thoughts being evil? He said, then reading from the Bible, he said, the acts of the sinful nature are obvious. Sexual immorality is the number one on the list. How many ways can we sin sexually? My goodness, you can open up that can of worms and people will be mad at you all over it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm just reading what was written 2,000 years ago. Those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom. All I did was quote from the scriptures, but they just didn't know it. Whether I said it or they read it, what's the difference? The sins are the same. Humans haven't changed.
Right.
He says, if you give them bad news, they'll start kicking and screaming, but you love them more than you fear them, so you tell them.
Right.
What a profound statement that is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then he says, a lot of times, they don't even wait for you to finish and say, but there's a way out. Do you want to hear the rest of the story or what? He says, if we lose our morality, we will lose our country. It will happen. Wouldn't it be nice if we could walk around without stealing from each other and killing each other? Why don't we just love each other enough that we wouldn't want to do these things to each other? We are a bunch of rednecks from Louisiana. But I'm not uneducated. I have a degree from Louisiana Tech. But this week I've been called an ignoramus. This week I've been asked, is this the first time you brought up sin? Are you kidding me? I can just hear him saying it.
Yeah.
He said, I've been traveling to and fro spreading this message. Then he said, well, do you invite yourself to go and get your Bible and tell people what you're now sharing with us? I said, no, they are inviting me. I've made hundreds and hundreds of speeches, and you can pick them apart, and the center has always been Jesus Christ. To me, many people will get up and walk out. Yeah, all the time. Do I hold it against them? No. Anybody can get up and stop listening. We're all just humans on this planet. Then he said, Jesus Christ was the most perfect being to ever walk. And he was persecuted and nailed to the cross. So please don't be surprised when I get a little static. I love him. He's just John.
Now, where
Wayne.
Was that? Where was that?
That was at his Bible study class at church last Sunday.
Save that for me, whatever.
I will. I'll send you the link.
Yeah, please do. Send me that link.
All right. Okay, a bunch of people want to weigh in.
Yeah, let's jump to the phone.
Line one, Ralph in Manhattan listening to AM 970, The Answer.
Kevin, Stephen, this started out as a sideshow that was put on by A&E. They said, you know, they think they put on highbrow programming, what they think to be highbrow programming. They said, let me put on these rednecks, as he called himself, and we'll have everybody scoff at them and laugh at them. But it turned out to be completely different, where everyone just really came on board in droves.
Yeah, yeah.
So, see, and Kevin, I'm with you and for this one aspect that you mentioned, when you say that had they not wanted, they wouldn't have taken them off in the first place. The knee-jerk reaction wouldn't be to oust them. It would have been to stay with his right to say what he wants to say, and so forth. So they've been pressured. And now they decide they want to put them back on the air only because of, I would say, money and because of all the pressure that's been put on them. No, not really any reason. You know, Stephen, I wish I could agree with you, but I just don't see it that way. I think they were, because of the pressure, they caved.
Really?
Yeah.
But I really do, because they wouldn't have come out originally and taken them off in such a knee-jerk fashion right away, Stephen, because they would have gone with what they said, and said that's fine. It's their opinion. They can say what they want to say. So,
well,
you know,
I appreciate what you're saying. I hear you loud. Yes, that is potentially was an option or a reaction. But what I'm saying is now in this world of media, in a TMZ, my brother was just on and just said we live in a TMZ world of media now that's very gotcha in the media. And when you're these lawyers for these corporations, a lot of the time, it's like I described earlier, they had to just say to Phil, you're in a timeout for a second until we figured that, you know, because you can't, for whatever reason, if they had, let's just say, I'll give you a hypothetical. Let's say that they say to Phil, you're not suspended. We believe that you have the right to express yourself. Well, let's say they did it your way and Kevin's way. But what if there had been some clause in their contract that they forgot about or overlooked? And then all of a sudden information comes out where, you know, if he had said certain things and blah, 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 that all of a sudden he needed to get fired, and they didn't fire him when they should have according to his contract. Who knows? What they did was they said, let us have a few days of breathing room to analyze it, which I thought made sense. You know, go ahead.
You know something, Stephen? I'd like to think the best of people. I really would. And I'd like to see it your way. And I thought about it because I didn't really think, until I listened to the program, I wasn't thinking in that direction. But, you know, when it comes, you know, I just can't see a big organization that leans to the left doing something like that. Now, mind you, I don't agree with anything this man had to say. You know, that's just my personal viewpoint, but the man has every right to say what he wants to say. But I'll add this as a caveat.
Hold on, Ralph. Stay on the line.
Hold on. We're going to have to take this break.
We're coming right back.
Baldwin McCullough from New York, live. Stay with us.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
8255. It's Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. This is the best 2 hours on radio you can have anywhere in this intergalactic possibility. Our number is 888-340-33. What are you doing?
Cleaning my computer screen.
But I thought you were pointing at something.
Nope.
And you're totally
just using
distracted.
My fingernail to just scratch off.
But from
the,
where I'm sitting, I think
you were
pointing,
slopping
look
your
at my
pasta all around, and you were
that's
so
Nick's
I got,
mother's
I got
a la vodka sauce.
Drops of
she's from
stuff
the boogie
dried.
Down Bronx. I would not mess with her.
I got drops of stuff dried because you were slurping.
Anyway, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. Our number is 888-340-3373. Phil Robertson for president. That's all I got to say. If I were A&E, I'd start rolling its money in backing Phil Robertson for the president of the United States in 2016.
I'll tell you one thing that would be a positive if Phil was president.
Uh-huh.
There'd be a whole lot of foolishness that gets ended tomorrow.
I'll tell you right now, one thing. How's this for how's this for a campaign slogan in 2016?
Okay.
Happy, happy, happy.
Well, you know how he brings the grandkids in?
Wouldn't it be great if America was just happy, happy, happy?
And he sits them down, and, you know, like his grandson comes in, and he wants to talk to him about, you know, serious things about life. So while they're beheading and skinning bullfrogs, he's telling him about the secrets of good women. So he's like, now, you know, you don't get you a woman that doesn't eat a good bullfrog while he takes the skin off the frog.
Right. Sure.
And, I just love that kind of like it's like cleaning the gun when the guy comes to take his daughter out on the date. You know, he's John Wayne, man. We don't have any John Waynes anymore. I mean, what we have in modern men now is a confused coupling of some sort of feminist navel gazer that's like, oh, I can't have a strong opinion about everything, and I got to be very, whatever.
It's kind of true.
We have, like, crazy dudes that lose their shiz over whatever, and they're just like, But there's no, like, controlled, strong, determined, like, you're not going to rattle me kind of guy.
Yeah.
You're just not going to get to me. And Phil's one of those guys. You could have every activist from GLAAD go camp out on his Monroe, Louisiana trailer park home, and he's going to get up the next morning and pour them all coffee.
And let me tell you,
he's going to tell them about how Jesus loves them, and he's going to wish them on their way.
Let me tell you what I think. Now, is Louisiana Tech a good school?
Well, yeah, it's a very reputable school.
But you're not. You can't be some dummy to have achieved.
You're not going
to
graduate any major university now and be a dummy. No.
Right. So even back then, but if he has is it just a degree or does he have some higher degree?
No, he has a degree.
Degree from Louisiana Tech. So he's educated.
Yes.
And what's interesting about Phil Robertson from Duck Dynasty is in his senior year of college, he decided, I'm almost done here, and here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go start this duck call business. I'm going to make this little apparatus that makes the sound of a duck.
He knew that his process of making the duck calls was patentable. He knew it was unique. He knew it was different than any other. It was a more realistic call in oddly enough, a sexual way to a duck than any other duck calls that have been made. And so that's why their family business became the multi-million dollar enterprise that it was before any TV show came out.
So crazy like a fox, Phil Robertson is a guy who listen, he's got a degree. He believes in Jesus. He's an on fire, outspoken Christian. But he's no dummy.
Right.
He looks and says, we're these rednecks from Louisiana. And he understands that playing this role and living out this lifestyle that he believes so much in, which is, live off the land and, hunt and fish.
Eat bullfrogs.
Just listen. But it gets back to something that you said that I think is amazing. There would probably be a lot of people that would say, like, well, this guy, you can't compare him to John Wayne. But he's a lot like John Wayne in his guts and his cojones and his zeal and his certainty and his confidence.
When I was writing my book that came out in 2009, and it's the book on manhood, I was trying
What is the title, please?
The Kind of Man Every Man Should Be.
Go ahead.
I was trying to remember, when I was researching then, to think of who, if you were going to say, because John Wayne was kind of your epic man. He wasn't mean. He was strong.
Mm-hmm.
He was controlled. But there was a gentle side to him. So
You
could get to his heart, but he would fight you to the death over the stuff that was, like the important stuff. He was what you wanted in that kind of like strong, but restrained man.
Sure.
And I was trying to think, who's that guy now in the modern culture? And when I was writing that book, I couldn't come up with one that really fit that stereotype. And I don't think until Phil Robertson came along, I've seen one since.
Sure.
But he is definitely that guy. He is that guy that's like, they did one episode on where he and his wife recommitted their vows, their marriage vows. And he said, I was not a nice man when you met me.
Mm-hmm.
And she said something about it, but you've become a wonderful man now, or something along those lines. It's that kind of strength that we just don't see anymore. Okay, more of your calls all the way to the end of Some Things You Can't. And recently, I discovered one thing I could take control of, and that was my health. Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. The good news is it doesn't matter where you are in life. If you want to stay in the game, you have to stay healthy. Nothing you accomplish is worth a dime if you're run down, tired, or worse yet, not even around to enjoy it. So I want you to join me at livehealthywithkevin.com today and experience what thousands of others are beginning to learn. From weight loss to better health, an abundance of newfound energy, or even restorative sleep, feeling great is what makes life better. And right now, Healthy for Life University is offering you the same starter pack than I did. Buy one, get one free. This is risk-free. You get 30 days to get your money back on it even. 800-995-2069. 1-800-995-2069. In less than 30 days, I saw amazing results with these supplements, and I want you to check them out. LiveHealthyWithKevin.com. That's LiveHealthyWithKevin.com. 800-995-2069. That's 800-995-2069.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Primacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse. Much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the Shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-211-9458. That's 800-211-9458. 800-211-9458.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
.com today.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York, and no matter where you're finding us at tonight, we're on the UAN, which is a fairly new television network in great places like Fort Worth, Dallas, Houston, New York. Biz Television, Biz TV for short. We're on in great places all across the country with them as well, another 20 cities or so. And then 330 radio stations, Sirius XM, and we just have fun getting together with you every Saturday night. Baldwin, Stephen Baldwin, the actor, that Baldwin. Tonight we had two Baldwins because Alec, the other Baldwin, was with us. And yours truly, Kevin McCullough. And just this personal plug, tonight at midnight, townhall.com will publish my new article, which will be about Phil Robertson and some of the important lessons. Listen, America, some of the important lessons pro-family people can learn about how we could change our culture based on the lessons of Phil Robertson and how A&E capitulated to the overwhelming number of faith-based Christian people that stood up and said, you can't treat this man this way. and they were forced to change their direction. See, here's Ralph, our last caller, was talking about, you know, the decision making. Here's what it boiled down to, Stephen. There are more Christians than gays in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And the Christians spend a lot more money
mm-hmm.
across all of the gamut of everything. And at the end of the day, it was just a really bad business decision to say, we're going to get rid of this. It just didn't make any sense. And that's and people of sincere conscience could learn something from this. Because you're not a weirdo if you believe that what Phil Robertson said is actually accurate. That God created a man and a woman to fit together sexually and to create offspring.
Right.
Which is what Phil said.
And it gets back to what I've said when people approach me about gay marriage, this, that, the other. I say, look, I believe as a Christian that there is a natural order created by God. And within that natural order is Adam and Eve and what God intended. So there's a whole lot of Stevie B that's a lot like Mr. Robertson. And more specifically, this is a fascinating moment in our cultural history where A&E has decided to actually support the Christian's perspective.
Right.
This is the first time it's ever happened. And a lot of folks of the Christian faith have been waiting for this moment. Have been waiting.
Wrongfully, in some cases, waiting for organizations or people inside the Beltway, people like the Family Research Council and others, to lead us to,
sure.
to that. You know what it turned out? We didn't need anybody. All we needed to do was express our own feelings, and people self-organized on Facebook. And they
sure.
got up email chains. And there were all kinds of things that happened without anybody saying, this is what you need to do.
But before Phil Robertson was reinstated,
yes.
After he'd been suspended,
yes.
John Stewart, who I think is very funny, but obviously of the opinion of the left, hardcore, turns around and makes some, he does some mocking kind of jokester little scenario on his show where he says, he shows Phil Robertson, he turns around, well, as you know, as we have been wondering for centuries, it turns out that you actually can judge a book by its cover.
And he shows
a picture of Phil Robertson. And you know what? Now that he's been reinstated, I think it's fair for us to be able to say, we're very happy that you can judge this book by its cover.
All right, let's go to James calling from Louisville, Texas, watching on the UAN. Hi, James. Welcome. You're on with Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us.
Yeah, I'm surprised you got to me so quick.
Well, thanks for hanging in there.
What do you got to say, brother?
Okay, I'll just tell you this. You know, we all have to act like the bottom line. You know, Jesus is our example, okay? And when they brought this woman caught in the very act of adultery, okay? He said.
Hey, James, we need you to tell us what you got to say.
Yeah, hold on just a second.
Yeah, are you putting us on hold?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, you know what he did? He went down on the ground. He started drawing his hands. Okay.
We're with you. Keep going.
Okay. And then he said, "The first one among you is without sin. Cast the first stone at her."
Right.
Uh huh.
Right. So anyway, the bottom line is this: even though we say something that may be true, anything the Bible says is not of love and faith is sin. So homosexuality is wrong. It's an abomination. But there are many other things that are an abomination, too.
Sure.
From lust, greed,
sure.
murder, you name it.
Sure.
So even though he may have been right what he said and everything, and I don't pretend to know what his heart was at the time, did he say it in love or not?
Well, here's the thing, James. He didn't even offer this. This was something he was asked about. And he was asked, well, tell us what sin is. And he listed a whole laundry list of things that the Bible calls sin. And they happened
right.
to key in on just this one and then make it sound like, you know, he was.
Yeah, so just to clarify for you, James, no, it wasn't like he just offered up his opinion out of nowhere saying, this is what I think of homosexuality. Therefore, your question, which is, was it out of love or was that? It was, he just responded to a very open question and named homosexuality as one of the sins in the culture that he thought was creating creating problems.
Well, see, the reason I'm saying what I'm saying is because I don't have cable and I don't even watch the program, and all I heard was what was on the news media about all this.
Right.
So that's where I'm coming from. So yeah, I didn't understand everything that was going on.
No worries, no worries.
Okay, so anyway. But just last night, I was up at the movie theater, and God used me at the movie theater, and I ended up preaching to people up there about 3 or 4 hours, and then this one young gal was laying on the floor there, and she started asking me questions, and right off the bat, she told me she was a lesbian. And I didn't condemn her or anything else. And I told her, yes, if you don't repent, you're on your way to hell. But Jesus paid the price, and he loves you just as much as he loves anybody else. And what he requires you to do is come to him just like you are, and you ask him from your heart to forgive you of your sin. If you repent, then he will cleanse you, because the Bible says without repentance there's no forgiveness of sin. And without shedding of blood, there's no cleansing of sin.
Right.
And well, she said, man, I like the way you talk to me. Everybody else, when they find out I'm a lesbian, they condemn me. They say I'm going to hell. But she says, I like the way you talk, because you're not condemning me.
Well,
wonderful.
Then you're on the right track, James.
Thanks
James. For the call. Appreciate it. 888-340-3373. Final few minutes of the broadcast away. Final thoughts. Did A&E cave to the duck? When we continue.
On November 22nd, Echo Light Studios presents The Christmas Candle, the first major motion picture based on a book by best-selling author Max Lucado. When Minister David Richmond arrives in the quaint English countryside village of Gladbury, he's confronted with a curious legend.
Welcome to Gladbury, home of the Christmas candle.
And townspeople desperately in need of their own personal miracle.
Their hopes wrapped up in one candle.
But at Christmas, sometimes all it takes is a little faith to see the light.
Your doubts don't trouble me, Reverend. On the contrary, they inspire my faith.
Movie Guide calls The Christmas Candle a heartwarming, wonderfully entertaining movie event.
I hope to give everyone a little light this Christmas.
Starring Hans Matheson, Samantha Barks, and introducing Susan Boyle in her film debut.
Happy Christmas after all!
The Christmas Candle, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested, in theaters November 22nd. More information at thechristmascandlemovie.com.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
TooMuchGood.com.
Rekindle the romance between you and I.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Man, does this time go by quick or what? 2 hours ago, we had not spoken to one Baldwin. We've now spoken to two.
Sorry.
I'm
just living out my...
That's not playing well on radio.
American.
I'm telling you.
Well, you were talking, so I'm just lip syncing.
Right.
But when
not
the TV
me,
cameras
though.
Come
not
back on...
Not to me.
Such a great song.
Anyway.
What a great show, Kevo.
Yeah. Very interesting. So here, what do you think is going to happen? You think they're going to have a bigger audience this year because of all this? Your brother said that.
I think what we're about to see is an interesting surge of the people of the Christian faith and the fans of the show turning around, you know, that whole demo of God, gun, Bible thing. You know, kind of stand up and do a big, you know, hooray, hoorah kind of thing. But I think you're going to see a big retaliation and a pushback and a blowback by the progressive liberal movement.
Well, here's what I think is going to happen. And here's I'd be interested in people
and
reading.
And I think, and I'm glad it's happening.
I'd be interested
I'm
in people
glad it's happening.
Reading my piece.
No pun intended.
On townhall.com. Because I think this little glimpse into how this activism happened, I think could be used as an actual formula, an understanding that there are far more people who still believe in traditional values and traditional families than believe that you can just do whatever you want to invent a family.
Right.
And something I've been warning about on my daily show for a few months now is that you have this new collision, head-on collision that's coming between the sexual rights people and the religious rights people.
Right.
And we've been losing, the religious rights people have been losing to all the judges that have been saying, oh, no, you can't do that. You have to make the cake for the gay couple if you're a baker.
Right.
I think this may be some encouragement to say that battle's not finished yet. There's a lot of people that still care about
you are absolutely
what the
right.
traditional family looks like. So smart presidential candidates for 2016, take note.
Bill Robertson.
Don't do what Romney and McCain did and avoid the social issues.
Bill Robertson for president.
Talk about him. Make them count.
And I think, as I said before,
you
quickly...
You can't lose by any worse margins than those two did.
Quickly.
Yes.
I think it's important that people who believe in Jesus start to realize that now more than ever, don't be afraid, don't be scared. The Bible said all this was going to happen. Right now is when, if we're going to get the gospel out to the next couple of generations, we have to have... the zeal and the boldness to be unafraid and stand up for what we believe.
And if you're not a person of faith, and you're just arguing this on the just the purely secular level, anytime free speech is threatened for one, it's threatened for everybody. And what's the solution to threatening of free speech being taken away? To scream louder, to talk more. More speech always beats limited speech. Catch you next time on Baldwin McCullough.
God bless.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
To wealth is